Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Welcome to this radio station today. Wildcard Command wants to bring you up and see if we can't get everybody moving at a high rate of speed. Why? Just yesterday, it came to the attention of the Federal Bureau of, I don't know, that three young men walked into five different stores in Missouri and picked up about 160 plus phones. Either they're going to make a lot of calls to someone else's wife, or they got another purpose. The FBI is really studying this one, but I wonder if they're looking into the fact that there's about 200 propane tanks missing in the same areas. It's time to get these community protection teams on the road. By now, you should have identified the teams. You have set up a Zello net for each of your streets, leaving the person in charge of that street on your contact list, so whatever he can call you direct, setting up a team of all the all your leaders on your street. By now, you should know who your engineer is, where to put up your medical or simply your medical station. You should know, have your communication center set up. Now the only thing left is to figure this out. Who you gonna talk to? That's why I want to bring in tonight some outside information. Now there's other places out there. Everybody's preparing, but they're preparing in different ways, and some of them preparing on one direction. The purpose of the community protection team, though, is to protect the home front, your house, your wife, your kids, the folks across the street, Ted and Ellen's down the road, all right? This is where the teams are. This is what they're here to protect. We've discussed setting up perimeters. We've discussed all these other little things. Now it's time to link us out. While each of your teams can go on Zello, sometimes you need to contact further. Basically available to you without a license. And the gentleman who's going to come on next is probably choking over this. But without a license, there are four frequencies in VHF. They're called your multi-user radio service. You can use any of them so long as you don't interfere with any commercial entity that's currently using them. There are 14 frequencies that in the family radio service. All of those available. That's 14 and 4. That's 18 frequencies. Add to that 40 citizen band frequencies. Now, you're going to need, somebody's going to need to listen to these, because when the lights go out, WI Don't Care goes out, the local radio stations go out, everything goes out, and you manage to get the car started and get one of these plugged into the ashtray, into the cigarette lighter, there's going to be a lot of information. So you do need a team. The better team would be if you had about six people that did have ham licenses. They were licensed to get on the amateur bands. Those frequencies are today. They were in World War I and World War II, passing information, helping out, doing their part to bring this nation back. I'm going to introduce you now to one of the experts in the Patriots and in the ham. Welcome in, and this is Wizard.
You're up.
Okay. I'll let him jump in later on when he gets a chance. Reason I brought these up, a ham operator, what can he do for you that a guy with that owns one of these radios can? Simple. I can buy a CB down at the local. I can buy a CB at the local station. Not being heard. I can buy an antenna and strap it on the side of my car, but that don't mean I'm going to get any reception. Okay. Now, what we've got to do with this, is we got to get people that know. If you don't have ham operators, who learn this from other ham operators that go along, how to increase their range, because what a ham does is what Johnny and the little fast car does. Hams want to make the least powerful radio talk to people the furthest away they can get. Now, when this takes place, you can talk to people all over America. Now, FRS is rated for about, 3 or 4 blocks. But you can also, if you happen to be upstairs on that FRS, because FRS do not have removable antennas, you can get upstairs and hear a far distance, or they got a little radio called Baupings, UV5Rs. They have an antenna that's removed. They have adapters to allow you to put a BMC connector. You put a BMC connector, which lets you hook coax to it. You can run an antenna up, a little whip antenna up that sits right above your TV antenna, or sits on top of that metal chimney support. It gives you a whole lot more range. You've got a CB. That CB, in addition to hooking up on those outside antennas on the trucks, you can also go out there. You can also go out there on that truck, and you can take that little coax on the back of your CB. And get an adapter to a piece of cable, take that antenna and cut it to frequency and make a long wire antenna. That'll increase your 25 to 30 miles on a CB way on out to where you can hear them and they can hear you. Good place to go online, all this information, is a place called Ramsite. I was hoping the Wizard would be here, but I haven't got him. But he's in the queue. We can't get him out here. Good old Blog Talk got us again. So what we do is you go up there to that site. There are places there that teach you how to make antennas, how to cut antennas, what the frequencies are, how to talk on them. If you go down in the Resource Center, one place they've even got a radio operator's handbook that tells you how to do all these things. Yeah. And where that site's located, the name of it is Ramsite. And one day it will have that again. But due to technical difficulties with providers, it's now located, and the complete site is Militias. That's militia, with a plural S, militias.ning. That is N as in November, I as India, N as November, G as in golf.com. You click on there and go have that information. In addition, there are people currently, every week they're on the air, Now, if you don't have a ham license, you can't talk to them. But nobody says you can't listen. Listening does not require a license. So if you've got the equipment where you can listen, that's a learning experience in itself. Go over to the Amron site, A-M-M-R-O-N. Look it up in Google, you'll come up to it. And down there they have frequencies, and they have radio nets that are set up every week. And a group of frequencies that have been agreed upon by many of the Patriot movement to use in time of need. These frequencies are in the VHF, UHF, and HF. And you can get on some of these frequencies in your area and listen in on the phone. You can't talk on the ones that are reserved, but the ones that they operate within the FRS, those you can. The HF frequencies, you can listen to those and get more and more information. These are sources that you're going to need, because if you don't, you can't live alone. You're going to need to know what's coming and what's going. So now's the time. Get some of your young people there that are technically involved. Get them up in there. If you see them running around with one of these smartphones or an iPad or a tablet, they can download free of charge programs. These programs allow them to take the test. Everybody's afraid to go take the test. They're afraid of failure. Now, it costs $14 to take the test. That's not paid to the government. That goes to pay for the people that sponsor it to set it up, and that's just a charge. The next thing you want to do is take that program. I use Ham Test, and when I'm not doing anything or I'm sitting around waiting for somebody or it's not my turn to get the haircut or it's too early for me to see the doctor, up it comes, and we go through about 30 or 40 questions. When you take the test that day, you're only going to get about 50 questions. You got to get 35 of them right. Or 37, I forget which. And if you pass the first test, you can sit and take the second test. So study both of them. You go in, sit down, take the test. They said, well, you've done good. You passed. Would you like to take the next one? Take it. If you miss it, at least you'll know what the test feels like. You can come back later. Technician has limitations. He can't go on HF. That's the main one that will affect you. But for setting up your groups, it's ideal to have somebody, because once he gets up and he gets the ham bug, he'll be up there talking day and night. And while he's talking day and night, he's learning. He's learning about radios. He's learning about communications. He's learning what's going on in other parts of the country, what's going on down the street, and how these things are happening. Because the other part is, right now, CPT is when something happens. What about when something is happening all the time? Somebody's got to listen to those radios. That's why you need five or six people up there. You need to establish link nets with other cities in your area. And they know that you're convenient. They've done set up frequencies. All this is what needs to happen. This will protect your wife, your kids, and your way of life. We are in a time, a bad time. We have, in addition, I say this now, in addition to the current immigrants that are coming into this country, of which we figure 95 to 97% of them only want to be in a place where they can wake up tomorrow morning and no one died. They want to let the kids get up, get dressed, go to school, and learn something besides how to separate the dog meat from the broken buildings, so they can grow up and not have to live that type of life, which leaves about 3%. And they came here with a job. They were told to come here to leave their wives and kids, just like our soldiers leave their wives and kids. Excuse me. They were told to leave that. And once here, given their little phone. Chef, excuse me a minute. I think the cat crawled in along along with that frog. But anyway, as you go through, these people are going to start to fit in. And they all didn't show up under the immigrant relocation plan. Some of them have been there for years. Jihad didn't start with this administration. Jihad started before the Shah of Iran. But it's getting closer and closer to the door. And the way they protect themselves in their country, over there, is they go in and they form militias. And everybody has an area to be, a place to protect, and a job to do. It's our turn now. We've had the good life. Nobody talks to us. Nobody bothers us. We watch football on Sunday, and we don't worry about the quarterback throwing the ball and getting a hole in his forehead. We watch him play soccer, and the reason the ball gets inflated is because it hit a rock, not because somebody shot at it. These are things some people grow up with. So now it's our turn to protect our families. We are community protection teams. Setting up for your area, you link them with your community, all with the other community groups. You have your fire department. Go talk to the fire department. He would be glad to send someone down to one of your meetings to teach them how to turn electricity off in a building. He would love to teach them how to do pre-arrival to get everything ready for him to bring his truck in. What to do if you don't have a truck. All these things are available to you now, and they're relatively free. You go down the road here a ways and look, you'll find that there is somewhere in there, they've got people out there walking around watching the neighborhood for crime. But they don't, if they see it, they pick up the phone, they dial 911. In 5 to 10 minutes, a man in a little uniform shows up, runs in there, and does something about it, or takes down notes. With a community protection team, there is no risk of nobody coming later. It's yours. It's your house and your neighborhood. It looks like the wizard couldn't get in. I think Log Talk stepped on him. Are you there, Wizard? Wizard, are you in there? So take a few moments out of your time. Go in. Look at what type of communications. Go to the Amron site. Go to the RAM site at militias.ning.com. See what they have. See if there's information there that you can use. Every one of these stations, these radio programs, is left on Blog Talk. It's left there, so you can go back during the week. They have a function where when you click onto it, you can, on the right, it looks like a lightning bolt. On the bottom, you can download that episode. Put it onto your computer, put it onto a thumb drive. Put them together in a set so as you get new members in, they can listen to them. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I will be able to start getting these transcribed and start getting these into lessons and posting them up on the RAM site. But until they do, you have to come here to listen to them. Now, everybody here needs to be aware of this. The sooner you get everybody online, one of the little techniques that may work to get everything started is sit down and write a letter. If the local politicians can go by and stick their little mail thing on the side of the mailbox down, so can you. And put down there and just tell them, neighbors, we are currently in some serious times. We are seriously looking at actual seeing people harmed within our neighborhood. Prior to that happening, I would like to suggest we get together and form community protection teams. If anyone is interested, please contact me at blah, or set up a Zoho channel, add to your note. If you go online, there's a free app called Zello. Once it asks you to create a channel, instead of creating, you can find one, and you put the name of the channel that you created in there, call me on Zello, and we can work from there, work together and set up a meeting. Community protection teams do the same function of the militia. But you don't have to use that word when talking to them. Because there's some people out there that if they even think this is anything to do, those people are wrong. However, they don't realize, like it or not, they're part of the militia. The 1902 Dick Act says so. Unless they're really, really old or really, really young. Now, as we come to the end of this thing, what I want to reiterate is you got to get your comms. If you've already got the Zello set up on the box, now you need to get a combo guy. If you don't have a ham, look for a military radio guy or a guy that has a boat and uses the marine bands out in the ocean. Someone like that, then start pulling together equipment. You can get, for about $6 or $7, you can buy an FRS radio at a flea market. For about $8 to $9, you can get a CB radio out there. If you want to buy new, you can buy one of those I've told you about. The little Baofeng 5VRs run about $38. You buy a few little accessories to them, run up to about $45, but you really only need the first part. Set up your frequencies and start monitoring. Well, since we can't get Wizard in here, I want to thank you for having come up here tonight. And remember, it's not my neighborhood you're saving, it's yours. It's not my wife, unless you're on my block. It's not my kids, it's yours. And the sooner you get your neighbors and everybody together, and everybody knows what's going to happen, the sooner you and your neighborhood will be safe. Thank you very much for wanting the Wildcard Command Radio. And don't forget, go to militias.ning.com and go through the resources. Thank you very much, and we'll see you again next week. The same place, same time. Have a good evening. Good night.